This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Israeli drone strike killed a senior Hamas leader in Beirut Tuesday night. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino.
Lebanon's caretaker Prime Minister Najib Mikati called the strike a new Israeli crime and said it was an attempt to pull Lebanon into war. His office said he asked Lebanon's foreign minister to file a complaint to the United Nations Security Council. A spokesperson for the UN Secretary General called the strike extremely worrying.
Because of the escalating tensions and the fragility of the situation in the region, we are calling for maximum restraint from all parties.
Hezbollah has been exchanging near-daily fire with Israel across Lebanon's southern frontier since Hamas's attack in October.
Meanwhile, Israel says it will defend itself against genocide accusations at the World Court filed by South Africa.
South Africa launched the case at the International Court of Justice at The Hague in the Netherlands. The African nation says the magnitude of death, destruction, and humanitarian crisis in Gaza from the Israeli military campaign against Hamas meets the threshold of genocide under international law. Alon Levy, an official in the Israeli Prime Minister's office, said
the State of Israel will appear before the International Court of Justice at The Hague to dispel South Africa's absurd blood libel.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to press ahead with the war, despite growing international pressure to scale back the offensive to protect Palestinian civilians. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukraine's two largest cities came under attack early Tuesday from Russian missiles that killed five people and injured as many as 130. Air defenses shot down all 10 of the Russian missiles, which can fly at 10 times the speed of sound, out of about 100 various types that were launched. Other missiles got through in Kyiv and Kharkiv, the provincial capital of the northwestern region. This is VOA News. A series of powerful earthquakes that hit western Japan has left 62 people dead now. Rescue workers fight to save those feared trapped under rubble of collapsed buildings. Aftershocks continue to shake Ishikawa Prefecture and nearby areas 2 days after a magnitude 7.6 tremor slammed the area. First 72 hours are considered crucial to save lives after disaster. Water, power, and cell phone service were still down in some areas. Residents expressed sorrow about their uncertain futures. A UK pilot, an aviation expert, said it was remarkable that all people aboard a passenger plane involved in a collision with a smaller aircraft in Japan had been evacuated successfully following fire.
The passenger plane and a Japanese Coast Guard aircraft collided on the runway at Tokyo's Haneda Airport on Tuesday and burst into flames, with five people on the smaller plane killed. Tim Atkinson, pilot and aviation consultant, says aircraft are not built to withstand a collision on the runway.
It'll be very important for investigators to work out the relative disposition of the two aircraft, the angle that the one on the ground was at as it was presented to the A350 on the approach.
All 379 people on the commercial Japan Airlines flight escaped safely before the plane was engulfed in flames. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
The U.S. national debt has hit a record $34 trillion.
The Treasury Department reports the national debt eclipsed the $34 trillion mark several years sooner than pre-pandemic projections. The Congressional Budget Office's January 2020 projections had gross federal debt eclipsing $34 trillion in fiscal year 2029. But the debt grew faster than expected because of a multi-year pandemic starting in 2020 that shut down much of the U.S. economy. The government borrowed heavily under then-President Donald Trump and during the Biden administration to stabilize the economy and support a recovery. But the rebound came with a surge of inflation that pushed up interest rates and made it more expensive for the government to service its debts. Norman Hall, Washington.
Finland and Sweden have recorded their coldest temperatures this winter as a cold spell grips the Nordic region. Thermometers in the northern reaches of Sweden have plummeted below minus 40 degrees Celsius. Swedish broadcaster SVT has reported that the indigenous Sami village in northern Sweden has recorded the temperature of minus 41.6 degrees Celsius. Train operators in Sweden say that the cold snap has caused substantial problems to rail traffic in the north. Swedish Meteorological and Hydrological Institute has issued a warning for snow and wind for central and southern Sweden and Finland.